Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, Eric Reinert, and of course, Mr. Springsteen leading us in, right?
Yeah, born in the USA.
Very good.
I don't know what kind of accent that was, but yeah, that's basically.
He's from Jersey, isn't he? That's more like a country accent.
I know. Well, I don't know. You want me to be from Jersey again?
Sort of sound
I'm born in the USA.
Wow, still off.
I don't know.
I don't know. That was like South Central LA mixed with Jersey, mixed with Leprechaun. Wow.
Well, it's a good song, and you're going to hear this song at all the fireworks that you're going to see. We're going to talk with a pyrotechnician a little bit later in this hour, and that's exciting. I can't wait for all the fireworks. I love them.
Are great, yeah.
Every year, I haven't been there lately, but I used to go back to Illinois, to Chicago, and to Vernon Hills days. Mm-hmm. Every July, their little, you know, celebration at their hometown. You know, my Aunt Cindy, she listens to the show. She loves it. And my family lives in Illinois. I used to go there every year and see their grand fireworks display. Used to absolutely love it. Yeah, sit there on the side of the lake and just, you know, I love doing that. Laying on your back, just watching the fireworks above you.
Yeah.
Fourth of July on a lake is always a good thing.
Yes. And this wasn't even the 4th of July. This was like later in July. This was their hometown celebration.
Later in July on a lake is always a good thing.
Any time on a lake is a good thing.
Wow. Unbelievable. Good stuff there. And, of course, thinking of things that aren't good, or at least in your mind, and maybe mine and Eric's, we'll see what you say. We're going to have your list halfway through 2014. It's unbelievable to say that. It is true. As you get older, time really does fly. So for Eric and Dave, people like that, I mean, time just must go unbelievably quick. It's like being in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Can you see my finger?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wow. You're married. Okay.
That wasn't my ring finger.
I know. I got it. 602-252-1480.
And you can see Eric's finger.
Maybe you
theater of the mind.
Yes.
Maybe you want to tell us what your favorite movie of the year so far is. Maybe you saw a not-so-good movie. I've got quite a few here that I thought were pretty horrible. Again, 602-252-1480, or go to Facebook, our Facebook fan site, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. You can share it on there. Maybe, you know, you can also send me a text if you have my number or whatever, if you want to tell me what your favorite movie of the year is, worst movie of the year is so far.
Yeah.
Again, I talked about some of the best ones. I'm going to talk about some of the worst ones now.
Sure.
So I categorize these by, you know, genre.
Yeah.
So let's start with drama again.
Oh,
another movie
so
that
dramatic.
I could not get through this movie. I watched about a half an hour. Well, not even that. 20 minutes of it.
As a film columnist.
Yeah.
You are responsible for watching the whole movie,
the entire thing. If I'm officially reviewing it, yes, but I'm not officially reviewing these. These are movies that were so.
What is called an official review?
Meaning
you have
that
to like
if
register
I,
it at Central Registry.
Meaning if I talk about it when it's actually on the air.
Yeah.
On KPHX 1480, and it's part of a normal segment.
Kathleen must be listening because she's already added Wolf Creek 2 to my Netflix list.
Oh, nice. Hey, that's you've got a catch there. She's adding a great movie to your queue.
All right.
Yeah. But I could not get through Veronica Mars.
Really?
Yeah. That
was a Kickstarter campaign, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I wish that they would have quick ended it. I don't know, whatever that is.
Kick-ended. Kick-stopped it,
yes, very good. If you recall, that wasn't a part of an official review. The week that it came out, I attempted to watch it, and I said I cannot give my official review on the air because I did not watch it. So this is kind of like a good segue into that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe it got really good later. I highly doubt it. I never liked the series. I did not like the movie. And I heard a lot of pretty bad things about it.
A lot of people
didn't
like it. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I love Kristen Bell, but it doesn't mean the movie would be good.
Now, one movie that I did watch, and we highlighted it on our Easter show.
And
by the way, this might be our last special, holiday special. We might do some other specials before then, but we've done like a lot. We've done our Easter special, our Valentine's Day special, our St. Patrick's Day special, our Mother's Day special, our Father's Day special. Now, this is our Independence Day special. This one might be the last special. Holiday special until our Halloween special.
Yeah, probably will.
That shows you how far we've come in the year to date. And so you might have to wait until October to get our next special. But that will be an awesome special, I got to tell you. I'm already planning it.
Well, you're the horror guy, so you know it's going to be huge.
Horror guy.
Horror?
Horror.
Horror?
Guy. Yeah, not our Gigolo special.
Oh. Horror.
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 Oh. Yeah, got to emphasize. Anyway, on our Easter special, we highlighted a movie called Heaven is for Real.
Yes.
No.
It wasn't real.
You know, I like Heaven, but not this one.
Yeah.
Greg Kinnear was in it. I like Greg Kinnear. I know you do not, Eric.
Well, I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's the greatest actor. I mean, I don't even know how he got acting jobs.
I like him. I think he's good, but in this, I did not care for his performance. Mm-hmm. I did not care for the movie. And it's released by the same studio as Mom's Night Out.
Oh,
you've got two different movies. One that kind of hides the religious aspects and does really, really well. It's on my best list. And then another that...
What's it called?
Heaven is for Real. It's based on a book.
Yeah, I remember that. The kid dies and comes back.
Yes.
And he tries to convince his parents that he's been to heaven.
Yeah, it's based on a book. Trisha loved the book. She said the book was great. She did not see the movie. I'm curious when she does see the movie if she loathes it as much as I did. I at the end of this movie, I just could not wait to get out of the theater. It was that bad.
Yeah.
It was that bad. And it was just horrible. And then another movie starring Johnny Depp, Transcendence.
Okay.
Remember Transcendence?
I do. I didn't see it, but
I did not remember it until I looked up. You know, I was looking at the names.
I forgot all about it until you said it. And I love Johnny Depp. I know we're in disagreement on that. But
right.
I'm a big Johnny Depp fan.
He's just really, really weird. And there's at one point in the movie later on. Yeah, but later on in the movie, I mean, it's not just his performance that's weird. It's the movie that's weird.
The movie just in general is bad.
There's like ashes that's coming out of the ground. Makes no sense. I don't even know what
There's
the movie is.
There's ashes, run. Where are they coming from? I don't know.
It's the weirdest movie, and it's very, very
weird
boring.
Weirder than Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
But that was a good times. Weird, though.
Yeah,
that
was a good weird.
Yeah, I love that movie.
That was like trippy weird. This is like, why is there ashes coming out of the ground? And it's supposed to be like electrical energy coming out of the ground, and it's turning people into zombies, and I don't even know what the movie was about, but it was absolutely horrible.
It was about Transcendence.
Yeah. So again, to recap, dramas that I absolutely hated on my worst list: Veronica Mars, Heaven is for Real, and Transcendence.
Wow.
So, you know, comedy. You and I both love comedies.
Yeah. Favorite genre for me.
Yeah. It was maybe my second favorite genre. We
talked
about
horror is your first.
Horror is definitely horror. Yes. Yeah. I don't like. Yeah.
You know what's weird is that I do in general like some horror. I just don't like blood. I just
in general
can't deal
you like
with
some
it.
Horror.
I like some of the Scream, things like that, but I just don't like the really gory, nonstop blood ones. I'm not into.
I love Hostel.
There's
got
to be a little bit of story behind it.
Okay, all right. Well, I kind of agree with that. I just love the special effects.
Yeah.
But, you know, comedy, you've got to have a good story. You've got to be funny.
Yeah.
I love to laugh. That's why what we do here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
What was that? Wow. We love to make our listeners laugh. If we're not doing our job, then give us a call. Let us know. So remember, we talked about this movie.
Sometimes we might make ourselves laugh more than
right. I don't believe Eric liked this movie that much. I believe that it made Dave look up some interesting websites here on the Wi-Fi. Love and Air Sex.
Yes.
Love and Air Sex.
You didn't like that.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it, but you did not like the concept.
I didn't like talking about it over the air.
Right.
So here we go again.
Well, it's because it's on our worst list, on my worst list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not rent
Don't see it.
Love and Air Sex.
Not your thing.
You know, the thing is, it's just bizarre to watch these people, you know, again thrusting their hips and doing really weird things.
It's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it, and it sounds ridiculous.
Yes. And it's mixed with this really conventional
Who was in it?
Romantic comedy. Oh gosh, that guy
probably
from
doesn't matter.
The guy from I can't remember his name right now, but yeah.
God, it was. So
I would
memorable.
Say I'd look it up, but I don't even think it's worth.
I think
it.
It's actually the girl from Cheap Thrills. I think she's in it, possibly. It's not. It really isn't that memorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to look
it's
it up,
not, it's not even here when I look it up. They've taken it down.
It's with an asterisk. It's not not asterisk, with the ampersand. Ampersand.
Yeah, I put it in. It's still not coming in.
Well, it's that bad. Do not rent Love and Air Sex. Another movie that's kind of in
I found
that.
It.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's in that?
All right, Ashley Bell.
Ashley Bell. Oh, and
Sarah Paxton.
Sarah Paxton.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, Sarah Paxton. And
nothing against
she's from
them,
the
movie.
From Cheap Thrills.
Oh, okay.
So she makes good movies. She also makes bad movies.
Yeah. Not her fault.
And but you know, another movie that's, we talked about love and air sex. Well, another sex comedy is Bad Johnson. Remember when we talked about Bad Johnson?
I don't want to talk about that either.
Basically, the movie where the guy's stuff came to life. And it turned into a man.
Wake up! I'm here.
Yeah, it basically his stuff personified.
Look,
his manhood personified.
That's also ridiculous.
Yes, it was ridiculous. But then, you know, it could have been hilarious if it was actually a little person, but it was a live human being, man, full sized, and everything like that. If my manhood came to life, I don't think it would be an annoying.
So you're saying
man.
If it was like Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones,
that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Don't you agree?
If the writing is done perfectly, I do think the concept could be interesting.
Yes.
Not necessarily just for Peter Dinklage or someone smaller like that, even if it was full-grown person, but
if it was
someone
like
else doing the writing that really got it down, like Judd Apatow or something, they figured out a way.
Yes.
I think those guys can pull it off. But unless it just... You know, not worth it.
Right. I did not care for Bad
Johnson.
I didn't
see it, but I won't be seeing Bad Johnson.
And this movie, my next comedy, worst of 2014 so far, is actually on that other critic's best list. This tells you how much I disagree with him.
Yeah.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
You didn't like?
I hated it. Very quirky. Wes Anderson wrote and directed it.
He's a good director.
Sometimes,
normally.
Rushmore, great movie.
Yeah, sure.
It was okay.
Moonrise Kingdom.
It was more than okay.
I thought Moonrise Kingdom was excellent. Never saw that with the Boy Scouts.
No.
That was so quirky. Just, you know, perfect amount of quirky and heartfelt. This great cast, they're all wasted. It is a horrible, horrible movie.
What's the other one with...
Life Aquatic or...
Steve Zissou or whatever. And
there's
another one
Bill Murray,
with Bill Murray
in it. Yeah, he's
there's
in
a thing. Lot of... There's the Royal
Tenenbaums.
He's
in quite a bit. And this has a good cast. I mean, Jeff Goldblum, Harvey Keitel, Jude Law, Bill Murray, again, a lot of those people. Adrian Brody and his nose Lewis. So a lot of great people. Willem Dafoe. We can go on and on.
Yeah, so again, Grand Budapest Hotel, I did not care for. So to recap, comedy, Love and Air Sex, Bad Johnson, and Grand Budapest Hotel.
I will say you're on a very different list, not just from the other individual that we were talking about, but at least with IMDb, the people on that site gave it an 8.3 rating, which
is
extremely high.
Yeah, it's the quirkiest movie you will ever see.
But I'll probably check it out.
It's too quirky. I'm curious when you see it, if you're going to disagree.
Oh, okay.
Action, this is a relatively easy category. Action movies that I did not like, worst of 2014 so far. We talked about them already. I, Frankenstein, and 300 Rise of an Empire.
Yeah.
I could not get through those movies. I got through 20 minutes, something like that, half an hour, and had to turn them off.
It wasn't happening.
No, it was not happening. I was bored. They're very, very weird, and they're both they're basically green screen movies. It's basically cartoons. You're watching cartoons.
Yeah.
And people acting like cartoons, and in one of them there's just a lot of blood. 300 Rise of an Empire, so much blood.
Yeah.
So you would not, and it's the blood is black or something in the movie too, so it's weird. It's weird. And then of course horror movies that I hated, and does that even make sense? I love horror
but I hated
these two horror movies. First of which is Rays. We talked about this movie, Rays, with it's got Zoe Bell and Rachel, I can't remember her last name right now.
Yeah.
But Rays, basically a female exploitation flick.
Rays as in raise a building or?
R-A-Z-E.
R-A-Z-E, okay.
Raise.
Yeah, like to raise a building,
yes.
To destroy a building.
I think I remember what we talked about. They all beat each other up or something like that.
Yeah, it's basically a bunch of women beating each other up in basically a prison. It's not a real prison. They're in a dungeon, and they've been kidnapped from their lives, and they've got kids out on the outside, and they've got to fight for survival because one of them might get out alive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds disgusting, and it is. It absolutely is. Some people think that it's got some sort of social commentary to it. I thought it was just disgusting.
That's out on DVD?
Yes.
All right, so maybe it's on Netflix. I'll watch that one.
Yeah, I bet. There are a lot of white tank tops. I will say that. Tight white tank tops.
Okay. You sold me already.
All right.
Yes.
And women fighting in those white tank tops.
Very nice.
All right. And the other horror movie that I absolutely hated, saw it at the Phoenix Film Festival, I spoke with the producers and the writer-director, Oculus.
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 How do you spell that?
O-C...
Oops, I missed it.
O-C-C-U...
O-C-U-L-U-S.
Oh, I found it. Yeah.
Oculus.
Yeah. There we go.
Karen Gillan starred in the movie.
Sure, she did.
Absolutely horrible actress. She's beautiful. She's got a TV show coming out in the fall called Selfie, which looks hilarious. But she plays a ditzy girl, and in this, she was supposed to be a serious actress, and she absolutely failed. Horrible, horrible performance. The worst performance that I've seen all year by any actor.
I'm sure Rory Cochran did well, though, right?
No. What? Everyone in this movie was absolutely...
He's always good.
I know, but the movie was so horrible, and the story was just really boring. It was another... It could have been a found footage flick, but it wasn't. But in this rare case, if it was a found footage flick, it might have been actually interesting, at least. It's all about this creepy mirror that possesses people to do things, and they don't remember these things. Very, very weird. And so, again, do not rent Rays or Oculus. Two horrible movies. To recap my worst list, Veronica Mars, Heaven is for Real, Transcendence, Love and Air Sex, Bad Johnson, Grand Budapest Hotel, I, Frankenstein, 300, Rise of an Empire, Rays, and Oculus.
I can see that now in a guy's member. Hey, you're not doing your job. Bad Johnson. Down. That's not what I do. Looking at horror movies, one obviously from a big franchise, one of the biggest horror movie franchises, with Friday the 13th, with the new one coming out at the end of next year, and I think November of 2015, I believe, they have the date set. I don't believe it'll be found footage anymore. There was talk that it might be found footage, but it appears they have crossed that off, it looks like. So that's good, you know, for fans of the Friday the 13th series. I just don't think found footage would have done the job.
Sometimes it's okay. Like I said, in Afflicted, it really works. We're talking about a found footage flick next week for our extraterrestrial show, Earth to Echo. Okay. It is the very first family-friendly found footage flick. Mostly it's, you know, horror movies. This one's actually for kids. And, of course, we had Chronicle. That was not really a family-friendly movie either. It was a lot of violence and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is a family movie, family-friendly science fiction found footage flick. So we'll see if that's any good. And, you know, that's our extraterrestrial show next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're halfway through the year. So if you have a favorite movie that you've seen so far in 2014, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Maybe you want to tell us what your least favorite movie of the year so far is. Again, I had no problem coming up with this list. I had a lot more than I would have really liked to have talked about, but I wanted to narrow it down to 10.
Problem is, I don't remember all the movies I watch. I watch so many of them.
I had to go through a list of all the movies that I've watched, all the movies that were released, and that's how I
And I rarely watch something I don't like, because if I get 10 minutes into a movie and it sucks,
it's
I
off.
Turn it off.
And that's what happened with a few of my picks, you know? But, it's tough because you want to be a respectable film critic and review everything I'm not going to sit there and waste 2 hours of my life when I know from the first like 20 minutes that, hey, this is so bad, there's no way that it could be salvageable.
I hear you.
But if you disagree, then give me a call. Yeah. Give us a call, 602-252-1480, or join the conversation on Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and tell us on there as well.
Absolutely, and I can't remember what the worst movie I've seen thus far this year is. I'm with Eric that, and it's not that I see too many movies per se, but literally, I know I saw one this week on TV that I wanted to share with you, and I forgot what it was already, so I'm kind of furiously looking
fantastic.
Up, looking to see if I made a note of it, so that memory. But we'll take a quick break right now. When we come back, pyrotechnician Steve Barnes, the fireworks guy, will be joining us, and once again, who's leading us out into break? Joseph.
John Mellencamp is going to sing us into our break. Of course, Bruce Springsteen brought us in with Born in the USA. Now we're going to ROCK in the USA with John Mellencamp. I like this song. They like dancing.
Good song. And we'll be back in a minute. 1480 AM KTHX.
Jesus, you know that day just might. Rockin' in the USA. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And this brings me back to Rocky IV, sadly right before Apollo Creed met his fate to big Ivan Drago. But there we go. Late James Brown and Joseph, Greg, Eric here in studio. And yeah, there
What's
you
that?
Go. You've got it.
And now, oh, yeah, I got the soul.
Now lead us into this. So, of course, James Brown, right?
James Brown singing Living in America.
Yeah.
Of course, you might hear this song during your fireworks celebration.
Probably will.
I don't know.
Good
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
spasms there.
We'll stick to James Brown there. A little Tourette's there from Joseph.
Oh, yeah, Tourette's. That's what it is. I just got the soul in me, you know?
There you go.
Got to dance. I'm dancing. All right.
Now, I was going to say, speaking of fireworks, who's joining us here momentarily?
Yeah, speaking of fireworks, we should have played the Katy Perry song, Fireworks. Pyrotechnician Steve Barnes is joining us right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, let me tell our listeners a little bit about you. You're head pyrotechnician, music choreographer, and programmer for the Tempe Town Lake Festival. This year is the 63rd annual Kiwanis Club of Tempe Fireworks Display. 2014 is your 30th anniversary as a professional pyrotechnician. The show is going to be 35 minutes long. It starts shortly after 9 p.m. and will feature approximately 13,000 computer and hand-fired aerial fireworks effects. It's tightly choreographed to patriotic pop, country, and traditional music, moving at a fast pace with something for the whole family. And you're one of the main people behind it all.
Yeah, you know, it takes a team effort with Fireworks Productions, but when it comes to this show, I'm the head pyro. It's a family endeavor. My wife, kids, we've been doing it for a long time, and being that this is the longest-running show in Arizona on a one-of-a-kind venue, the Mill Avenue Bridge, we enjoy pouring our heart and soul into this thing.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen some of your videos on YouTube. You know, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's just fascinating. And we were saying earlier in the show that, you know, fireworks is kind of like the highlight of the celebrations for Independence Day.
And so what first got you interested in being a pyrotechnician?
Well, fireworks is kind of an accidental industry, much like the pool industry, which is my day job. I was my girlfriend's family owned the business back in 1984. I was dating. She says, "Hey, do you think you want to shoot? You know, be a part of fireworks?" And what guy doesn't want to, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So I ended up marrying her. She's the father of my two children, who are now shooting fireworks. So. They are the fourth generation to shoot fireworks here in Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool deal.
Wow. And, you know, so how I got in touch with you was through Fireworks Productions of Arizona. We talked about a lot of their displays, we said earlier, from Wednesday, July 2nd to Sunday, July 6th, 79 different displays throughout Arizona. And I know that the people are doing the circus and stuff like that as well this weekend. So they're involved in a lot of different things. But so as far as just these 79 displays, are you just responsible for the Tempe one, or are you doing some of the others as well?
Yeah, no. In years past, when I was a little younger and more ambitious, I did up to 3 shows, like on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Getting older and wiser and really putting the time into the Tempe show, because it's, both, as you mentioned, hand-fired and computer-programmed, and then the music, which I'll use bits and pieces of all kinds of things. So if you don't like the song playing, give it a minute, something else will come on. So we try and do a little something for everything. But the it is so involved to put on these shows. Basically, when, you know, it's a team effort. There's 5 different elements to this. Basically, all the fireworks shows, and people may not know this, is, you know, there's got to be an event host for the Tempe show. That's the Kiwanis Club of Tempe and the city of Tempe, and they provide the venue and the funding. And then the next part of the team is the fireworks production staff. That's who the host would call, and they take the host budget and program it for the biggest bang for the buck. Oh, couldn't resist. But you know, they handle all the fireworks paperwork and permitting, which is kind of daunting, and you know, not just anyone can do it. The unsung heroes are the yard dogs. These are guys that work in the heat of the day. They pack the program and all of that. There's a super secret bunker somewhere west of the Mississippi, well, way west of the Mississippi, but they go out and actually pack the specific show. Then the pyrotechnicians, that's what I do. We go out and set it up, set up all the equipment, load it, shoot it, pack it up. At the end of the day, it's kind of like moving a house twice in one day. And then, of course, the unsung heroes and all of this, that no one, we couldn't do this without the fire marshals. Mm-hmm. So when you see those fireworks going off on the horizon or up close to the show, there's a huge amount of work that's gone into it. And, of course, post 9/11 really changed our world. Relative to security, ATF, Homeland Security, we're all partners in this now.
Oh, very true, very true. And I'm glad you mentioned the music, the wide variety of music that you have, because you know I select the music for the show each week, 3 hours of all 18 different songs. We try to do on topic, on theme, so all of our songs today are Independence Day related. And I caught some flack for playing Toby Keith's "Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue." You gonna play that one?
Not this year.
Okay. Oh, come on. Oh, okay.
We've done it in the past, and that's actually one of the challenges. We try and keep it light and entertaining. In 2003, that's when that song came out. We were all gung-ho, let's go, boot you-know-where kind of stuff. And times, year to year, the music changed. This year, the focus has been on light-hearted, kind of have a good time. We have a bright future. Let's celebrate America. And then, and it's a little different this year, is we're going real artsy relative to the opening and close, more of a theatrical, tightly choreographed thing with some famous movie stars reciting some really patriotic stuff. So it'll be a slower kind of start, and then there's an encore song. So there's really a story throughout. We want it to be something for everyone. But the hope is everybody's up dancing and having a good time throughout the 35 minutes.
Okay, so more songs like Born in the USA and ROCK in the USA, kind of like we just played?
There's some of that.
Okay.
A lot of top 40s out there now that's some really popular message. So we try and we recognize the audience, the older generation, it's hot and they pursue, rather hang by the pool. So I look every year in the Kiwanis Club of Tempe and the City of Tempe. We look at the audience, and it's younger families, lots of kids, teens, young adults, and into their 30s. So we're skewing the music their direction and hopefully introducing them to some really traditional America Sousa kind of stuff that they may have never heard before.
Absolutely. And it's a great point, Steve, that you and Ann Joseph make about the music, you know, with the fireworks, because, you know, some years sometimes you could watch the fireworks from a distance, not an actual show, but being a part of the show, you know, whether it's in Tempe or wherever you're watching it at, to actually go down there is a huge deal because, again, you can hear the music.
It's choreographed.
Exactly. And that's what makes another thing that makes a great versus just seeing fireworks from a distance, because there's a whole show that's part of it. And so it's amazing. That's why everyone, I mean, we tell you, definitely get out to some of these events out there. So many great things going on.
So what is the, you know, when we say choreograph, we think of, you know, I think of our the movie that we're going to be talking about in a few weeks, Step Up All In, you know, choreographed dancing.
No.
Yes, I can't wait. But no. As far as choreographing a fireworks display, how do you time the I don't know, explosions or whatever.
To the music,
yeah.
Well, there's actually some back timing relative to, I know that a 3-inch shell, which there's tons of them in the body, is going to fly for 2.5 seconds before it explodes in the air. So if I'm going to shoot it to a note in a song via the computer, I fire it 2.5 seconds early. And so that's one example. We use a lot because we're shooting off a Mill Avenue bridge. So if you can see the bridge, you can see the show. Now go to the park so you hear the music, because we put lots of time into that. But if you know, you have the reflection on the water and all that. But a lot of the low-level fireworks, fan basins as we call, those have a distinct beat to the music. So if it's a slow patriotic song where the crowd is swaying, we'll use fans that go back and forth nice and quiet. For the grand finale, you know, we use lots of loud noises. Other ground effects that will kind of pop in syncopated beats that go to syncopated music. And my wife spends literally hours looking at previous fireworks show and listening to the new music and figuring out exactly when each of these about 600 computer cues need to go in that 35 minutes.
Wow. Well, one of my favorite types that I always love is the ones that, you know, shape like a smiley face or, you know, some sort of shape.
Yeah.
Do you have many of those shapes, and how many different shapes are there?
I believe there's something like 18. I think it's half of the selection. We'll have 36 of them programmed in the show, and I think there's two of each kind. So I think there's 18 unique things, hearts and smiley faces and all that.
Awesome.
So they'll have to pay attention to the show to see when we sneak those in. Those will all be fired by the computer.
And that's when one of those goes off, I mean, is it all like packaged in there, or do you have to put it together so that it looks like that heart or whatever?
Yeah, no, the shells come, they kind of look like softballs or baseballs with the fuse hanging off of them. And being here in the hot desert with lots of static electricity, I'd never want to see the inside of them until they're in the air. So, no, we don't build anything. Okay. And, you know, sometimes a smiley face will align perfectly with the crowd, mm-hmm. and sometimes they'll be facing the wrong direction. So it's kind of a catch-as-catch-can relative to if you're going to be in the right place where that thing goes off. Disney, interestingly enough, they use the Mickey Mouse ears and all that. They're actually gone to using compressed air to launch stuff in the air and then wirelessly detonating exactly to the moment in time when that's supposed to go off.
Wow.
They are the pinnacle of this. I wish that I had their budget.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, how many different colors are going to be represented?
It's a full rainbow, and I'm reading in the descriptions this year that we have some new type colors. The last time we saw this, about 12 years ago, they introduced peaches, eels, and some kind of pastel colors. You know, there is no rehearsal for us. We get to see the show the same time that the audience does. So we're going to be looking up, we'll be looking at video actually after the fact, but there'll be some new colors this year, and we'll be looking forward to seeing it ourselves.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see it. And another question here is, how long does it take you to prepare? You know, when do you start preparing for the 4th of July? And how long, you know, how many hours or whatever? Because it 35 minutes is a long time. But relative to, you know, how long it's, I mean, like when I prepare a dinner, yeah. It takes me how long to eat it. And I'm always kind of like disappointed, like all that preparation. And, you know, it was great. But how long does that take?
Yeah, that's one of those numbers I try not to keep track of. But I kid you not, just in my own, it's hundreds of hours. It's a hobby. It's a passion of love. But when you count in my family, my wife doing the basins, you know, the music, it's producing a significant, you know, it takes a lot of time. And the thing about like Broadway and theater and all of that, huge amount of time to write, choreograph, get it up on stage, but they do it over and over again. When it comes to fireworks, you know, it's a one-off kind of thing, and then we set up and do it again. Relative to the fireworks productions of Arizona, they start full-time in January to get ready for all of these shows.
Wow.
In my case, we've been working on it off and on since March, and in the last week I probably got 40-plus hours.
Amazing, amazing. All right. Well, again, you know, the July 4th Tempe Town Lake Festival, about 50,000 people are expected in the festival. You know, they're all going to be watching your fireworks. No pressure there.
After 30 years, I'm kind of used to it. That's the payoff for me. At the end of the show, when they stand and cheer, it makes it all worthwhile.
I love the grand finales. And we've
got
some great songs here in our next segment. There are going to be some great grand finale music. Family Fun Zone with inflatables and a rock wall. The park's splash playground will have time-designated wristbands. Let's see any other details. Gates open at 5 p.m. Friday, July 4th at Tempe Town Lake, Mill Avenue and Rio Salado Parkway. $5 in advance, $8 at the gate. Free for military and age 12 or younger. VIP tickets are $60, $30 for ages 6 through 12. Free for age 5 and younger, though free admission does not include dinner. And you can go to Tempe 4th.com. But of course the big display, you know, the thing that really matters here is 9 p.m. 35 minutes long, all the fireworks, 13,000 computer and hand fired aerial fireworks, and we were honored to have on head pyrotechnician Steve Barnes. And so do you have any contact information if anyone wants to check out more you know, any Twitter or anything like that?
I don't do much on the fireworks side. They can go to fireworksaz.com for more information on the company.
Okay.
I do have Pool Steve B at Twitter, but you know, that's all swimming pool related stuff.
So. Well, yeah, I bet, you know, I'm sure that people you know, that's a great summer thing as well, right? I love the pool. I know Eric's got a pool party going on this afternoon.
Yep, 30 years of fire and water. I can't ask for more.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like Captain Planet. Earth.
I know. Yeah, I can't complain. I have a very very rewarding life. And thanks so much for all you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you, Steve. And happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. And you know, best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you once again to Steve Barnes. And, of course, also a website, ssbarnes.com, more on both pool and fireworks. And like you said, great throughout the summer because obviously swimming and pools are huge out here, as well as with the fireworks with 4th of July and everything going on. So great stuff that Steve Barnes does.
Yeah, and again, I want to give a big shout-out to the Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
Yeah.
They're the you know, basically the main game in town when it comes to not just 4th of July fireworks,
yeah.
but, you know, the circus. And the concerts,
sure,
and the
absolutely.
Sports. So maybe we'll have them on again at some point, because I know we
absolutely.
Got a football show you know, later this summer.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a very interesting topic. I love fireworks. You know, I think regardless of how old you are, I think fireworks just like amazes
you. They're
great.
You. Yeah. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
It's like magic.
It's just amazing because yeah, when you're a little kid, you know, baby, toddler, and you see that, you're like, wow, what
Thank
is
you,
that?
China.
Yeah. Hey, there we go.
and like you said, with the music, it just really choreographed really well.
And as well as how C brought up Disneyland, Eric's favorite place, Disneyland.
Yeah.
Nightly fireworks.
The sticky railings
there.
And the gum on the sidewalks.
The
it's
long
awesome.
Lines.
Have you
long
ever tried lines. Gum from the sidewalk?
Screaming
phenomenal.
Children.
Just phenomenal.
Gum from I know someone who's
they do
had
have
gum.
Good curls.
I have a friend who's had gum from someone else's mouth.
Okay. Oh. And we'll take a quick break right now.
On that note.
What song's coming up here, Joseph?
This is Neil Diamond singing us into
Neil
the
Diamond,
break.
Okay. Yeah, I
coming
like this one.
To America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a great song and...
great movie, too.
Great movie, I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah, Coming to America and... yeah,
Eddie,
Free!
Eddie Murphy's last great movie,
well,
probably.
Come on. Pluto Nash was excellent. I am not kidding at all. I love Pluto Nash.
All right.
I don't
meet
believe
Dave.
You.
I'm not kidding. I love Pluto Nash. Meet Dave, not so much.
And on that second note, we'll also take a break because
Free!
Of that. Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM,
I'm
KPHX. We'll be right
America.
Back.
Coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Gonna see you so far away.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special, 1480 AM KPHX. Greg, Joseph, Eric here in studio.
Joseph's amusing himself.
Yeah, he is. I'm
look
looking over
fireworks.
Here, and then all of a sudden I see his hand going up and him making this weird sound. Oh, there you go. We got fireworks in the studio, apparently. Look
wow,
at that.
Wow, look at that one. Oh, that one looks like a duck.
This is probably against protocol. Poor Frozen. Frozen
yeah,
is a goner now.
Hey, no, not
you just firework
fire.
Your
come
duck.
On.
That's awful.
This is Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the great stuff brings great memories of 4th of July hearing these songs. That's why, it's so important to get out to these shows. Steve Barnes and Company, they work extremely hard to set up the shows and the fireworks. And
I would almost guarantee that you're
going to
hear this song.
Oh, yeah, this is the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all big, but this one especially.
Web-footed mother.
So
isn't this song, this is about a duck. Be kind to your web-footed friends.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought it was really cool how your four-year-old can have a VIP pass at the Tempe Town Lake. So I can just, drop my four-year-old off there and get him in the VIP section. That's cool.
I know.
You go.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's Frozen 4?
I know he's 3, so he gets him free, I think. He gets in free. I get VIP. Drop him off.
You said VIP.
Free VIP, yeah.
For five and under.
Yeah, I get it over the beer tent for free as well.
There you go. Cool. Hey, you know, I forgot all about this earlier. I've seen a couple shows at Tempe Town League. Yeah. It is good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now unfortunately, don't tell mom's there. So
they're playing.
We won't be going. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. What are their songs like? I think one of their songs is called Home Before Curfew or something.
No, we don't want to tell mom. Just, yeah. But there's a lot of kids.
Underage drinking is another song.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're probably a little more respectable than that. I think one of their songs is.
You really know
stay
what
away
one of
drugs.
Their songs is?
No.
Oh, okay.
I bet every mother wants their daughter to date one of the members of the band.
Probably.
Yeah. There we go.
That's how respectable they are.
Yes. Well. Good luck with that. Anyway.
They don't know what goes on behind the scenes with these boy bands.
Well, we were talking about some of our some of the new DVD and Blu-ray releases earlier. And we've got a few more.
Sure, yeah.
We'll start with, I think, I don't know if Dave saw this one, but 3 Days to Kill.
Okay.
Kevin Costner starred in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that. I think that's on Netflix.
It looked interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not great.
Not great.
I don't know where I would. I'd be kind of in the middle. I ultimately, I guess I'd probably give it a thumbs up or a very mild thumbs up.
Very mild.
Yeah. You know, he's Kevin Costner plays a guy. He's a hitman who's basically going to take this one last job, and he was actually going to be for our hitman show. We're going
to
do a hitman show.
3 days to kill.
Yeah,
maybe a little more time.
3 days to kill because he's dying. He's dying. He's got this disease.
He's got 3 days left.
3 days.
Like exactly
to kill.
3 days. 72 hours
like
and not a minute more
no,
or less.
No, it's
so
not.
Why would he
if
do
it,
one
it would
last
be interesting if it was like
dying.
That. It's
Come
not.
On
he's,
now.
It that would make it more interesting. He's just dying, and he's giving up. But he's. You know, his career, but they want him to do one last job, and he wants to spend time with his family.
There's
and his
always
daughter's this troublemaker, and she's actually that Haley, whatever her name is, from True Grit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I never really like her. I don't know. She's got big eyebrows.
Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of cute.
No.
For a tween.
Yeah, she's probably dating one of those guys from that. Don't
Amber
tell
Heard's
mom,
in
cool
it,
group.
So we'll
Amber
stick to Amber Heard, okay?
Yes, Amber Heard. I like. Me likey.
Yeah.
She might not like you, though.
Johnny Depp.
No, she likes them both.
Oh, both?
She's
okay.
dating
She reaches
Johnny.
Out in front,
oh,
and she's satisfied with whatever's
there. She's rejected an interview with me.
Really?
Yeah, I asked it.
She's Amber Heard.
I know.
Because she heard you had a duck and that you'd probably be hitting on her and stuff.
Oh, by the way,
did she give a reason?
No, she didn't. No, it was. I don't know.
Maybe she was busy.
Maybe. She was washing her hair, she said. That was her reason.
Really?
Yeah. She said she was washing her hair at that time.
So there was a reason.
Yeah. No.
Good reason. She has fantastic hair.
Yeah. No, she is cute, though.
She looks good as a brunette or a blonde.
And all the boys love Mandy Lane.
I have not seen that.
I've seen it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't remember it, but I know I've seen it.
A long time ago, yeah. What was I mentioning about? Oh, yeah. Speaking of actors in thinking I'm goofy, next week, Extraterrestrial Show, we will have on a couple of actors who believe that I need a psychiatrist and believe that I should be on Dr. Phil.
Just so, not actors that think this, Joseph.
No. Some of our listeners, some friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a
co-host.
You're just a ham.
Producers.
You just want to be on every show. You want to be on Big Brother. You want to be on
Dr.
Phil.
I do
want to
be on Big Brother. Yes, and I promise I wouldn't be racist or homophobic or any of that stuff on Big Brother. So
would you be? Because that's not interesting.
I know. I would be.
I mean, why do you think
I would
pick
be a
those
backstabber?
People?
I would be a backstabber. I would lie to everybody, and I would win the $1 million.
Wow.
Well,
do you want to go on my Amazing Race with me?
Yeah, we have to travel the world, though, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so, do I mean, do you get paid?
If you win.
I know, but how do I like feed my children until I get back?
Greg will do that.
Thank you, Greg.
Eric, you have Kathleen. She could handle it.
Yes.
No, I don't think. I think she needs my help.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we'll figure out when a good time.
But yeah, that would be pretty fun, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. But yeah. So stay tuned next week.
Eric,
we're gonna play that.
Your children can live with me while you're gone. Okay.
Once again, thank you.
As long as you share the winnings.
Well, maybe we'll think about it.
Well, I get 80%
of just his. Half, right?
No, both halves.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What do you win, $1 million?
That's all?
I think that one might be $1 million, yeah.
Oh, well, after
Big Brother is
500. Oh, never mind.
Hey, I think I won the lottery last night, and I'm going to win it again tonight, so I think I'm okay.
Oh, there you go. No need to go on a
we'll
reality show.
We'll split the winnings on that, too.
Well, yeah, how about this movie, Winter's Tale?
Yeah.
Colin Farrell?
No, Haven't
no,
seen it.
No, Winter's Tale.
No.
It's recently on DVD.
Yeah.
Came out on Independence Day, actually.
Oh, okay.
Really strange movie. He's in the olden times. He falls in love with this girl. It's all about this, you know.
What are olden times?
I don't remember when it was based, but it was like based
like the in 60s?
No, like the early 1900s.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah,
like, well,
1920s.
See, like when you say olden days, I'm actually thinking like, you know, like 1400s, 1500s.
Like back when
medieval
people,
times.
Back when people would still ride horses through town.
Okay.
Yeah. And horse carriages and stuff like that.
So the early 20th century.
Yes, very good. And, you know, he falls in love with this woman, and, you know, everyone, he's got a miracle.
Yeah.
That's the whole conceit of the movie, is that, you know, everyone's got this miracle, at least one miracle, and then he, something happens in the movie, and then he wakes up, or actually he the movie skips forward. I don't want to reveal too much. It's difficult to explain this movie because the last half hour is set last 45 minutes or something is set in the current times.
Oh, okay.
So it jumps forward and he's still alive. So it's one of those fate type movies, fate, serendipity. It's kind of romantic. I would give it a thumbs up. Really, really strange.
Yeah.
So again, a mild thumbs up because it's really goofy.
Yeah.
But it is romantic. If you like romance movies, go see Rent Winter's Tale. A movie that I know that we both have seen, these last three movies that we've actually seen, That Awkward Moment.
Yeah.
Starring, of course, Zac Efron and a few other people.
Miles Teller. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan.
Imogen Poots.
We've had her on the show before. Miles Teller on the show before.
Yeah.
I would give it a very mild thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. I would agree because the premise seemed good and the movie started out pretty well, but it was a little different than what I thought it would be.
I'm not sure who it was aimed for.
That's
that was the
thing. Yeah, you know, was it a chick
guys?
Flick?
Yeah,
yeah, this or that. So I think that was the one issue with it. It had the ability to be really good,
and it's all
and
about
it was still
the,
solid. I'd still recommend seeing it.
Yeah, the awkward moment is when you know. So where is this going?
Exactly.
Are going to actually be something? Or are we just hooking up?
Right.
The awkward moment is actually having to watch the film.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Eric, did you see it?
No.
Okay.
How about last night?
Yeah.
I saw the original.
Yeah? Was that a good movie?
That was a great movie.
The Brat Pack back in the day there.
Yeah.
Well, now it's Kevin Hart and what's the other guy's name there?
The other guy.
The one Think Like a Man Too.
And I know his name, but I just can't think right now. But we'll get that up here in a bit. And
Last Night, of course, is a remake, but it's just another romantic comedy kind
it
of.
Is.
But, you know, these one guy
Michael Ealy.
Michael Ealy, yes.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Ealy
Sorry,
plays
Michael.
His you know, guy who just wants a relationship, but he also wants his career. And Kevin Hart is just into all the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's kind of a guy's.
In it as well.
That was the Belushi part. It was Rob Lowe and not John Belushi, but
James
Belushi.
Yeah.
And I did not like Ride Along when that came out. I know.
See,
you,
I liked it.
You liked it. I don't really care for Kevin Hart. I think
care
he's okay.
deeply for him.
Wow.
He's hilarious.
Wow. And I was the one talking
about
that.
He's just a little
like
ball
in the coffee
of fire.
Cream.
He's amazing. Well, I don't know if we'll go that far with the I thought the chemistry that him and Regina Hall had was outstanding.
It was.
They
I did like
great.
This movie.
And
I would
Michael
give about
Ealy's
last night
very
a
underrated
thumbs up.
Actor.
But don't you agree that you have to tolerate people yelling at each other nonstop?
Yeah, but it makes it funny. I mean,
it was funny.
It's an entertaining movie. Put it that way. Not like a great movie, but very entertaining.
There's a joke that someone asks him. I can't say it on the air, but they ask him if he enjoys something, if he likes something, and he says, "I don't even know the girl."
Right.
You know that joke from the movie?
Yeah.
It was that made me laugh. But there was a lot of profanity. Every other word is a
curse
word.
It's
okay. It's okay. Yeah. But I just want people to know that there is a very loud movie.
Say, what are these guys talking about? Which half the time we don't know ourselves. But
good. Also on DVD just came out. I know that you love this movie. I don't know. Would you say that the Lego Movie was on your best list of the year so far?
Probably. I think so.
Yeah?
I know it's one of Mason's favorites.
And they screened this movie on a Saturday. I could not see it. It was a very convenient location. I would have loved to have seen it because
Happened
it looked
be
interesting.
The show.
Yeah, it looked really interesting. I could not wait, you know, but I didn't get a chance to see it, and so I finally saw it now that it's on
Did
Blu-ray,
I hype it
DVD,
up too much for you?
And you say you liked it a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And I would say it's pretty close to being on my worst list
really?
Of the year so far.
Oh, come on.
I hated Hated the Lego movie. Absolutely hated it. It is so loud. So
it's
just,
the guys that brought us 21 Jump Street.
It is just creative chaos. Creative chaos. I would say that, yes, it is creative. Yeah. It's neat to see some of the different things that they do, but it's so loud, so annoying. I mean, it is basically an animated version of About Last Night for kids. That is
Lego
how annoying
movie?
It is. Yes.
What?
It is so loud and so annoying.
So basically, the Lego movie is about some guy who can't make up his mind about dating this girl and has a crazy friend that gets drunk all the time.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about.
Perfect for children.
Yes. No, I'm saying that in terms of being how loud and annoying it is, that's...
What?
It...
Everything is awesome.
No, that song
is fantastic.
That song is horrible.
Oh,
that song is horrible.
Now.
And there's people online saying that that song is better than Let It Go from Frozen.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I would agree with you there.
That
but
song is annoying.
Both were great kids' movies. Was the Lego movie? Yeah, it was just a couple months ago. When
it was
theaters.
Just a couple months ago. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But,
no, I
but that goes to
fantastic.
Show you, a lot of people liked it. I did not.
Yeah.
And finally,
it was creative the way they put it together, I thought.
And I think we just have another minute. A case of you brought it up last week.
Oh,
Justin Long is in this movie. He plays a guy, a drunk young writer who tries to impress a girl he meets online with an embellished profile, but finds himself in a real mess when she falls for him and he has to keep up the act. I watched it on your recommendation. You said you liked it.
I did. Yeah.
And I liked it as well. It was a very romantic movie. Mm-hmm. The end, where they're dancing. Sing at the end. I don't want to reveal anything, but the song. I thought it was beautiful. So definitely check out A Case of You on Blu-ray and DVD.
Absolutely. And a lot of little cameos in there.
Yes.
And
Evan
so
Rachel
definitely
Wood.
Check it out. Yeah.
Very cute
actress.
In the movie. And, you know, I love Justin Long from Ed.
Absolutely.
And
Kira
Jeepers
O'Donnell.
Creepers.
Yeah.
And Kira O'Donnell, yes.
And his brother Christian Long, I believe, helped him write the film.
Yeah.
So, good stuff all around.
And, you know, a good movie to watch on Independence Day, since this was Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special, would be V for Vendetta.
Okay.
And we've got a really special song from V for Vendetta.
I have never seen it.
Playing us out of the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's perfect for the finale of a fireworks display. So I figured that it was perfect for the finale of Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special. This is, of course, Overture 1812 by Chavosky, or however you pronounce that. Good enough. But yeah, remember V for Vendetta?
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen
V for
Vendetta?
I just think of the Bad News Bears, the end of the movie.
Natalie Portman with no hair.
Boring.
I haven't seen it.
And this masked guy exploding London.
I've heard of it, but I've never
it's
seen
brilliant.
It.
It's brilliant. Happy Independence Day, 4th of July.
Everyone have a safe time out there. A lot of great stuff going on. Stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk and Breakthrough Sports coming up beginning at the top of the hour right here, 1480 AM KPHX.
Ooh.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com.
Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.